yesterday. Carpenters Hall is celebrating Philadelphia's deep historic ties to the bivalve. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports Philly was literally built on oysters.
Back in 1776, Philadelphia's population was about 35,000, but they slurped down millions of oysters every year. Colonists could pave city streets with oyster shells. They were used as ballast to weigh down freight ships, and shells were burned into lime for mortar to build brick buildings. I shared a plate of oysters at Pearl's Oyster Bar in Reading Terminal Market with historian Stephen Nepa of Penn State Abington. He said in 1776, oysters were a uniquely democratic food because everyone ate them, gathering inside taverns or outside on the street, huddled around a shucking cart.
When we think about revolutionary sentiment, especially here in Philadelphia, we think about the Continental Congress meetings, we think about Independence Hall. But the reality is that revolutionary sentiment has to make sense to people in the taverns and the coffee houses and the chatter on the streets. What we would today call water cooler politics, but in this case, it could be politics discussed around oyster stalls.
To mark National Oyster Day, Carpenters Hall in Philadelphia is hosting a Shells of Liberty Oyster Bash. That's a day of activities and learning about oysters at the birth of the nation.
It's hard for any place in Old City not to have a history with oysters because they were so ubiquitous.
That is Michael Norris. He's the director of Carpenters Hall. Built in 1775, it recently discovered 250-year-old oysters under its floorboards.
Definitely not a sort of highbrow delicacy the way we think of oysters today. Everyone was eating oysters. They were really sort of like the French fries of the day.
Today, oysters are no longer as cheap and plentiful as they once were. Water pollution and over-harvesting has made them rare and expensive. But lately, there has been a turnaround, an increase in farming production, and Philadelphians are eating more oysters in bars at weekday happy hours. Brian Zelliga is the owner of Fishtown Seafood. He has been trying to foster a market for oysters on the weekend.
Sundays, we were very slow. So we started doing dollar oysters on Eagles game day. Now we have a number of superstitious Eagles fans who, particularly after last year's Super Bowl win, are in every Eagles game day for their oysters.
Zelliga is providing oysters to the Shells of Liberty event at Carpenters Hall. There will be an afternoon of free, family-friendly activities, followed by a ticketed evening event pairing oysters with local beer. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
Well, it should be a fairly nice afternoon and evening for a little shucking. Right now, 72 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. By this afternoon, highs peak in the mid-80s. We're looking at a high of about 86 degrees. And then later on this evening, around 8 p.m. or so, things dip to about 80. Tomorrow, expect cloudy skies again. Slightly cooler temperatures, highs peak in the low 80s. Sunshine returns on Thursday. This is WHYY.